As we just heard from Ivan, there are reports of widespread human rights abuses in Georgia. We're joined now by NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer. He's in North Ossetia, that's in Russia. He joins us from the city of Vladikavkaz. And Gregory, what are you hearing from your side of the border there in North Ossetia about human rights abuses?
Well, there are reports of looting by pro-Moscow separatists in South Ossetia, the breakaway region of Georgia, this is violence being carried out against Georgians living there. There are reports of houses being burnt, of entire villages being chased away. This is similar to what Ivan was reporting about what's going on in the Russian-held areas of Georgia by South Ossetian militias. And indeed, this morning, the Russian government said it couldn't control what was being carried out by these pro-Moscow separatists. Here in Vladikavkaz, north of the border of South Ossetia, the situation is pretty calm. There are many refugees here. But the feeling outside of the refugee camps is pretty relaxed, although there's quite a heavy military presence. There are military trucks carrying troops, and there are a lot of emergency relief workers here helping the refugees.
And these would be South Ossetians who have Russian passports and went across the border to Russia once the fighting started or beforehand.
Exactly. Well, I mean, the Russians are saying that these people fled after the Georgian attack against South Ossetia last Thursday.
There have been reports, Gregory, that thousands of South Ossetians were killed in the initial Georgian attack. Have you been able to learn anything about that?
Well, that's right. The Russians said that they were carrying out a peacekeeping operation, that their military attack against Georgia was meant to stop the what they call the genocide against the South Ossetians being carried out by the Georgians. I've been talking to Human Rights Watch researchers who have been extensively on the ground in South Ossetia, and they say there's very little evidence of that. In fact, no evidence. They say that doctors in the capital of South Ossetia, in the city of Skinvali, say that what one doctor said in the central hospital, that he'd seen no more than 300 patients in all, and that most of these patients were military personnel. So very little evidence of what Russia is saying about Georgian ethnic cleansing.
You raised the issue of ethnic cleansing, and that has come up here. It was a term we also heard during the Balkans conflicts in the 90s. Do you think there's a risk that what's going on in Georgia could reach that level?
I don't think it could reach that level. Certainly, the antagonism between various ethnic groups is growing, and it's impossible to tell now what the long-term consequences are going to be. Certainly, there is a lot of violence being carried out by South Ossetians against Georgians at the moment. But these are long-standing enmities that flare up from time to time, and I don't think that it's going to reach the level of the Balkans, because I think, frankly, some of it is being fanned by the Russian government. I think it's whereas today it seems that it got out of control, that South Ossetian militias were not under the control of the Russians. I think the situation is different because I think some of it is being orchestrated by Russia, and I think Russia can essentially turn off the tap when it wants to.
Been talking with NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer, who's in the city of Vladikavkaz, that's in North Ossetia in Russia. Gregory, thanks very much.
You're welcome.